The World Health Organization has had a lot on its plate lately. Battling a global pandemic has taken some doing. But the organization is choosing this moment to highlight another global problem, that of ageism. Like the other isms, ageism happens when age is used to divide people in ways that lead to harm, disadvantage and injustice. It's found ageism affects billions of people around the world and is a damaging human rights issue and public health problem. Alexia Atwood reports.
71-year-old South Australian woman Mirana Volkos knows firsthand the experience of ageism.
Ageism is an invisible curse and people don't realise it. They don't understand why they served last in the coffee shop or, why they didn't get the job.
When she was younger, she fought for women's equal rights, and now she feels that she's older, she's fighting on two fronts.
Well, I feel quite sad because I was, young in the 1970s and marched in the early women's marches and saw a great deal of change in employment, for example, where blokes in their 20s would call ladies in their 50s dear and expect them to get the coffee. But I think things have gone backwards in the last 20 years.
She thinks much more should be done to defeat ageism, especially when she sees older Australians being forced out of the workforce prematurely.
Because all the research shows older employees are fantastic. They don't take sick leave, they're more loyal, they don't spend half the day on Facebook, they're good value for money. So the research is clear, but I think a lot of people think, you're getting older and you're slowing down and not as good value. It's the opposite.
Ageism has become so much of a problem that the World Health Organization has for the first time released a report on the issue. It included a survey of more than 83,000 people from 57 countries around the world and found one in two people globally held moderately or highly ageist attitudes. Ian Henschke, Chief Advocate for National Seniors Australia, believes it's time this nation faces up to it.
Well, Australia likes to pride itself on being an advanced nation, and yet the Royal Commission into Aged Care, the commissioners themselves pointed out that the root cause of the problems that we were seeing were put down to ageism.
The report also found the COVID-19 pandemic has not only taken a devastating toll on the lives of many older people around the world, but exposed discrimination against older adults. Ian Henschke agrees.
We saw some commentators suggesting that the best way to approach this was they would die anyway. Do you remember?
He says ageism filtrates through every aspect of life. For example, so far, calls to mandate disability access into the National Building Code have been ignored.
The governments around Australia decided to make it self-regulation, and today only 5% of new buildings are built with accessibility. Now, that shows you how ageism is being played out in Australia today.
Age Discrimination Commissioner Dr. Kay Patterson points out that ageism can lead to elder abuse.
Ageism is pernicious. It can start by just taking a bit of money from mum, taking a medication, right through to leading to neglect and death.
And she says it's up to every Australian to end ageism.
And there's some work that's been done by Cornell University that's shown that people who take on ageism, that older people are frail, they're not as good at things, they can't do IT, they're more likely to experience physical illness and psychological distress, and they lose 7.5 years of lifespan. So we have a responsibility as older people, I'm 76, that we need to be out and proud about being older and that we make a contribution in the family, in volunteering, in the workplace, everywhere. So I think it's both ways that we need to make sure that we respect younger people and that younger people respect older people.
Age Discrimination Commissioner Dr. Kay Patterson, Alexia Atwood with that story.